This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Considering gifting yourself with an alternative fuel vehicle this holiday season, but worried about fuel availability to keep it running? Louisiana is making that easier with alternative fuel corridors clearly marked.
We have Interstate 10, Interstate 12, Interstate 49, 55, 59, and 20 across North Louisiana.
Vivian Oquan with the Louisiana Department of Environmental Quality is coordinating Louisiana's participation in the Federal Highway Administration project.
This is a program that FHWA started 2 years ago that puts up signs and lets people know that there are alternative fuels available in the area. We weren't sure how it would work out in the wash, and so we decided to let our neighbor Texas test the waters first.
And by spring, those driving electric, LNG, CNG, or propane-fueled vehicles will know they can get the go juice to travel Louisiana, too.
Instead of hitting the Texas border and seeing a sign that says end alternative fuel corridor, they will see signs telling them how far to their next station.
Oquan says Louisiana has enough fueling stations to make the program work, but they'd like to offer more refueling for electric vehicles. They only have a range of 50 miles before needing a recharge, so DEQ is looking for conventional gas stations to participate.
They don't make a whole lot off of gas, right? It's when you go in and you get your snacks and your Cokes. That's where they make their money, so they're going to want people to come in and shop while they're charging their vehicle.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.